Shirna now from Bava Basra, Bays Adarei Tov Shem Mem,
February 18, 1980, on Tuesday. So now the Kheir is a little Mishnah. So one could say that seems, let's say three sons, that three sons that are divided. And it seems that Chayt takes two portions, Vishnayim, so it should be considered like two sons. Now suppose you have three sons, no one at Chayt. No one at Chayt. Three sons, no one at Chayt. So then you cast a gale in such a way that on each Sunday, I mean, everyone has a chance of getting each Sunday. So here too, in other words, there should be a separate day on each Sunday. So then it might turn out that, let's say, if you have three Sundays like this, three Sundays, and if we want to cast a gale on each Sunday separately, so then it might turn out that on the gale, the prayer will get this Sunday and this Sunday. And the portion will get this up. So now what he's not, since he takes two halakim, so the two halakim, the two portions, is like one chayav. So the melee, we only throw the gero, who will get it? Who will get, let's say, the Sunday at the end? So the melee, leave the gero. If the Gero, in other words, we throw Gero only on two halakim, not on three halakim. So, the question is whether the portion should get this, Mimele, the prayer will get these two, or the portion will get this, Mimele, the prayer will get these. That's the other. So, prayer will push you. If the portion will have it, there are no water. Let's see that. The halakim, shachayya, leikvaya chobishim chayya, v'yachod mishum shittes, yadma achad mitzre, zuhay chum zu, shachishnei chalakei, v'arei chalakei achod, v'arei chalakei achod, yom mai. So the question is, how about yom? Now, loch is by yom. That if, let's say, now, Vayokun, there are two, Vayokun has two schools. One school is, if you're, the one is the wife of the deceased brother. So he gets the family of his father completely. Then, in other words, the other brothers were not the wife of the deceased brother. Don't get any chilek. In the state of the brother, the deceased brother. That's one source. Another source that the young man is that he, let's say, suppose when the deceased brother died, so let's say, Ruby died, and Shimon was the abominations woman, and the other brothers, there's a lady, there's the other brothers. But Shimon is a Yaakov. And then later on, after Reuben died, the father Yaakov died. So the halacha is that Shimon gets in the property, in the deposit of the father Yaakov, he gets not only his chelek, but he also gets the chilek that Reuben would have acquired, had Reuben been alive. So, this is what we're referring to this verse. So, the question is, Yomamai. So, let's say, if Shimon was the abominations Reuben, and they are the other brothers, and then later on, Yaakov died. So, the halacha is that Shimon, the Yom, he inherits not only the chilek He's chayav, but he inhabits the chayav of Purim as well. Of Purim as well. So the question is he entitled to pay the halakim his own chayav? And who is chayav come from order or not? See, the chayav is better for shikamim lehavit. Yom mai, why he did? My time to pay the chayav rachmon. You want to take the sorteh that would have been low for only the woman that in the life, together with the sorteh that is owed to you. I'm on border, so you have to pay me out an extra sum of money. Or he has his rules of taking the two sortehs together as a unit. I'm not more. So Rabbi says yes. Why? Because critical for the after Karach, Chobe says, no, have you seen the Chosin prayer? After Ashutayrit, Biyom Kamishtoy Yisrael Yav Ashutayrit Pal Ayles, Bochim Neshko Yimom Yobel, Boy after Ashutayrit, Yikor Al Shimobi. So what it means, so the Dalokhe, that Vahachim is my Yobim Yobel, after Ashutayrit, Rishay Al Bomo, Pasvodesi Pal Ayles. And Chobe says, no. So according to Rabbi, how is it done? It can still turn out that they'll have a hard next step. But then it has to be turned over to chance, to Gael. So he is the Gael. In other words, the Gael will be cast in such a way as if Reuben had been alive, so then would have to throw Gael among the three sons. So he had also be thrown I'm not the three son. I'm three halakim. Alright. Ahud is open alay al mitzvah binashim. Rashi explains that binashim means his father. And some say that binashim means his father, but doesn't make any difference. So one but, they went, they saw the, on the border of his father. While the father was alive, so one of the sons, but he saw the on the border of his father, on the border of his father. Let's say these were the sons of the father, and then while the father was alive, he got his son here. He got his son. Then the father died, so he had to divide these sons. Together with his brother and his brothers, Kikopauke. When they had to divide, then the father died. Omalei, so the woman who already had his son here, in the lifetime of the father. So he said, Little Yavitzot approached him, he says, to me it makes a big difference whether I'll get this son and then you will divide the other son or you throw Gael among the sons, and then the Gael might determine that I should get this son, and you will get this son. So then I won't be able to use both sons together. So for me, it's a great advantage that I should be able to use both sons together. I mean, to minimize all my expenses in maintaining the sons. So the question is now, what they have every, so when brothers have to divide the nechosim that they inherited from the father, so then each one of the sons of the Yoshi has his chus to divide it through Gael. Because how can we determine as to whether one son will get this and the other son will get this, or maybe the other way around? So girl determines it. So here the question is, should Can the other brothers insist upon the school scale? Or can this brother say, to you it doesn't make a difference, this or that, that or that. To me it makes a big difference. So can he force them to take the survey that borders upon the survey that he already owns? So Rabbi says, yes, he can force them. Omar Rabbi, they came out with a day. Now it is an enemy of a host. The little host came out with a day. It's an enemy of a host. Master Rabbi Yisrael, Amor Yahweh, Fawil Mibuye, Kinirsen, Mama Yen. Mama Yen was a certain person. And his surveys were very, very precious. His surveys. So in other words, the other brothers can say to him, you want to take this survey? This has a special value for you. So you have to pay. In other words, you want us to waive our schus chuk out here. That's his schus. That the other brother said, to have the chosin divided out again. That's his schus. It's his schus. You want us to forego on that schus, to waive that schus. You have to pay money. And how much? So there is a machlokes rishonim. You'll see, there's a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say, that it has to be determined according to the shulah. It has to be appraised. How will it be appraised? Well, it can be appraised. Otherwise, this is certain things have an objective value. Objective value, it's worth to everyone the same. But certain things have no objective value. Now let's say if the two surveys are exactly the same, both Indians, both Bainers, both Boyers, so as far as the objective value is concerned, so it's the same thing, but because of the special conditions and circumstances of the world, let's say that the brother who held the survey on the border, who bought some time ago a survey on the border of his father's surveys, Let's call him Ruben. And the other brother, Shimon Levi. So, Ruben is the one who had the survey, who had bought the survey some time ago on the border of his father's surveys. So, suppose, for some reason, so Shimon gets this survey. Then Ruben takes notice of the fact that and Ruben will get this. Then later on, Ruben sees that it's a great hardship on him. He has to hire workers to work on this other, and they cannot work together. So then they have to, in order to take all the claim, so they have to go round about and work on this other. It causes him an extra expense. So then he decides he'll make an exchange. He'll approach. So then, if, let's say, right now, so the KSDO and the KO will determine that Ruben has to get this one, and she will get this one. Then, after a number of months, Ruben realizes that it involves a great hardship. He wants to make an exchange. So then, he'll make an offer to Ruben to make the exchange, to Shimon to make the exchange, so then Shimon will take advantage of this disadvantageous position of Ruben. And Shimon will say, well, how much will you give me to make the exchange? So Ruben will certainly agree to give him an extra sum of money in order to make the exchange. How much? So there is a Shimon. He will not give $1 million, but let's say $8,000, he'll give it. So if the shulim is that is under certain circumstances, so Ruben will agree to give an extra $1,000 in order to exchange, So merely that means that this is worth getting the sati on the border of the sati that belongs to him is worth, has his objective value. It does not have an objective value, relative to anybody else, but to him, it has an extra worth. This sati has an extra worth of another $1,000 over and above this sati. So anyway, this is, so when the Shem say, this is what Amisim say. Amore Ache, Malim Liyul Kinyusri Bamari. In other words, you want us to give up our chance of getting that Tzadik? It's not though. Maybe, it might be, that the Gero itself will determine that we should get this Tzadik. But it's a chance, we don't know. In other words, you have to pay us for it. And how much? So he cannot mention any sum. He cannot say $100,000. That he cannot do. But it has to correspond with the facts. In other words, so he has to pay for the subjective value of that subject over and above that subject. So, some Rishayim say that the whole aloha of Rabbi Yitzchak, of Amalei Achem, Malinalei, Nuyek, Yichzeh, Limam Aryeh, is, in other words, they can mention, the Gaelim say that they can mention any sum of money. They can say, you want us to forego, the other brothers can say to women, you want us to forego on the schus huke al piyeo? So you give us an extra $10,000. Any sum that does not correspond with that value. But these games say they have to give them the alternative of doing the same thing. In other words, so the games say that Amalei Malim Leyurikim Amarian, in other words, that they have to, the Rosh mentions that she did. And the Ramban mentions that she did. The Yesh before she is sitting there, Hoti Koma, Malun is Mamayu, Shemabele, so they are Tim Kaki Kaki, Sao Shemoso, Oyanin is in Shirazi, Vinito Gulier, Vinu Shedaiki Lipka, and we should like to always. In other words, so they have to say, you want to take the look here, give us an extra PS out, an extra $10,000. Or, we'll give an extra $10,000 and we'll take it. Or we'll take it. But mostly Shaming, no, that it's not that he can mention any sum and give the other fellow the opportunity to do the same thing. But, They say, it has to correspond with the word, the subjective value. Alright. The Yuchas Kiragez. Now let's see Rashi. Omra Achim, Alim, Le Yuru, Yomad, Lomim, Shemara, Hakesh, Mabel, Shomim, Mulis, Umistar, Lomim, Rageez, and Bizdeba, in other words, that is watered by rainfall. She Yechim, Lema, Pomim, Shezu, Mizboreches Misho Asos. Pom Mishesu Mizboreches Misho Asos. Now then, the Gemara says, Triyarita Trinagre. Suppose you have two sons. You have two sons. And each son has its own book that waters it. And according to Rashi, so that also has reference to a case where, not to an ordinary case of Yerusha, where they inherited from the father two sodeis, and each sode has its own book that irrigates it. And the question is, how would you divide it? But it has reference to the same kind of situation. Let's say, Ruvain Sometimes before the father died, so he put his son on the border of the soldiers of the father. Then the father, Jacob, died. And Reuben is interested in taking this son, so that they will have the two sons together. The two sons together. And this son has its own book to irrigate son. And this son has its own book to irrigate son. So the question is, does Reuben have its cause to demand that he should be given on the border of the son that it belongs to him from? For the long time. So three are at the Nagre, from a Nagre, he is there, keeping up the day, masking the case, in the highest bell, the high one. Now the question is, according to Rashtra, that the three are at the Nagre also has referenced the same situation, where let's say Ruben already has his son, on the border of one of the summits, that the father left. So why and Rabbeinu? So it's probably the same thing as the previous case. So there. So first of all, why did the Gemara have to mention it again? And here the Gemara, and here we have the same machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbeinu, but in the previous case, so Rabbeinu didn't say it's in the high level. Here, Rabbeinu says the reason is why Reuben cannot insist upon breaking the Sode upon the border of the Sode that he owns is because high level. So, as I said, the previous case is reference to a Yabah where the water, where the Sode is water by rainfall. So then, we don't have to resort to the smaller high-wind field. But, he can just say, Pomim Shesu is for that, be sure of something. So that's why he can say, Lono Lomi Shubachas Ki Kati Yisav Shabara. And Mashayke, the second Mashayke between Rav and Rabbi Yisav, that reference to a Yisav Shalom. To be a shalchem. So be a shalchem, we cannot say, Pom Shizun is Borachas Yisav Mishal Sonis. So the business why Rabbi says that in this case, Reuben cannot force Shimon that he should take the Sonis, the borders of Pani, the Sonis that belongs to him for some time, is because of the possibility that Haimidu King Zuis, King Kaga, Shun Gabi Yeshudo, Lashis Men, or trade out of the Nagre. If it's a shallow fish, it's not a shallow fish, it's 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 a agree with Rabbi. He could agree with Rabbi in the second case. But he doesn't agree. But there is no logical connection. So Rabbi said, doesn't agree with Rabbi's moral in the second case. But for a special reason. Not for the same reason that he's going to Rabbi in the first case. But this is what the Rosh points out. I'll turn to Rosh. ומוצא מן הפושט נחת כסו יש יש חלוק לעבוד ידע ואם ניסו אם חלוק עם ארץ זר ובכל שני זאת יפידי על חלק נחת כסו יש חלוק ומאזים גירה של חלוק עם החיצים ויצור יגו שלנו חידו לכל אפשר לשתי חלוק יש את חלק של יחד עם החמון הגדול וזה נפק יש לי משתיים ודאפו שהוא ידיע שבין כתיבורי אבל יש להם שוב יסוד יסבירים לזיקים תיבורס ולאבקים שיקלע פחם לזיקים בשומן כנגד הבן שתיקום צדך כדי שיתו חלתי לא תגעו אלא אם תוכלתי מחוץ על המסונה לא תבחי לכם כמו שו ויסי פשוט עם חלתי בין יסבירים יום מהי, רוב המה, או יפה, אבי יוסף, חבוק זה, ריח וקושי, זה מאחיר שצריך לקבל, אחרי שהוא יקבור, ניסאו את זה, שצריכם כמי שצריכם לקבל את זה. הוא ליצור בן הרב מצבינש, כי קומים בגיום ההוב והמצרוי, או מגב תמזוק עם די, מה סבבה יצא, וצאר ומרלים לו, כי נכסה במעיין, פרשנה שלא מבין חשובות, כי תאיס את חבר מעיין, שהם חשובת, הוא פיר את דימי עמדי הבא, הוא פה משלו מתמגר ומתמגר, ושניקה של האבא יצא, וחד יצא מכאן הורים, מה בסקר נכס? In the first case, Rabbi Yitzchak uses the expression in the second case, he uses another expression. The case is two separate questions. The first case, in the first Machlokes case, has reference to the case of Yisod Ahava, or Yisod Ahava. So then we can say, Ma'alot Kedichzor Mamayim. Mashenk in the second Machlokes as reference to Bisa Shalkin. So there, yes, he mentions the Svora by Midrael, by Ron Midrael. She Kashwa Laitza is the Kamal Mahan, where she was because of Marian, and was the Abbal, she had been my time, she put you to the Bath of the Bath. Keep on Chach of Mir, and also he's a Mazu. Mashenk in Bisa Shalkin. Alright. Then the rest is like this. Alright. The Yuchas Rabbi Yosi. Suppose both sons happen to have one group of Rabbi Yosi. Kizay keeping on this day. Keep on this day. Stay in Shabbos. So Maskev Leavaye. So in this case, even Rabbi Yosef says, "Keep on this day." Maskev Leavaye. What's Omar? Being on the Abishavise. Being on the Abishavise. So take the shame of Shteik Sodes. Achas Mikam, the Achas Mikam, the Achas Vemsa, the Nation. This is a situation. Ruben had his son from before. And then he had it on the border of his father's sons. Then the father died. The father Yaakov died. And there was a book between these two sons. So then Ruben says, then Ruben says, no, I want to take this away. I don't want to be here in Kalbigeo, because maybe the girl will determine get this son. So then it will be a great hardship for me. So I know it's going to make a difference to you, Shimon, because the same book that can water and communicate this other can communicate this son. So you take this other, and I'll take this other. So it will be to my advantage. So you can hear yourself say, in this case, so that keeping is on this day. So Abaye says, no, it's not in this day. Because he says, Motsoma, being in the Abishan is, for me it's better that you would get in this other and I'll take this other. So you have to have workers on this other, on one side, on one border, and you have to have workers on the other side. So I'll get extra protection. I mean, it sounds very selfish, but in economics, it's not the most altruistic time that a person could present. But in other words, the reason is why a bias is that he can say that, because everyone has a vested right to have good again. So that means, if according to my vested right, so she can open this Rabbi says, you want to take your chances, I'll be here, fine. But suppose it's very likely that I'll be here, that the girl will determine that you get this up, and I'll get this up. So that means, so my mother will be to have an especially advantageous position. Well, that's not my fault. The girl will determine that. If the girl will not determine that, all right, fine. So then we'll take it. But suppose the girl will determine that I get this subject, so I'll be placed between you two subjects. So I'll have an especially advantageous position. I don't want to forego and get right. You, if you want that I should forego, pay me something extra. Why should I give up a certain vested right that I have? My motoma vina fijore, you as a rabbit. So in other words, in the third case, so we pass like a bit. Apushe la music. Alright. Hadvi se natred, hadvi se nare. So suppose on one side, so Hashe is a diagram. So I mean, thesis explained it differently, according to Ramananda's job. So in other words, on one side there is a river, on the other side there is a bridge, there is a brook. So Paulo di Pagilo di Kavizu, this is how Rashi explained it. So the Shoshneach, Sheishno al Pimizro, and Naga al Pimizrein. Paulo di Kavizu, in other words, it's divided in a zigzag manner, in order that everyone should have the same advantage as the other one. In other words, he should have the same piece of land that will adjoin the river and the same piece of land that will adjoin the moon. So, Vishano take the land, Vasom of mine take the rock, Vitrao take the land, so I know that I hold my shame with the night of its way, Upon the Shuliovich, the doctor of Nanis of my own dealer, and I know of his rocky, not of his way, who shame the hill, and all his rock. If you hold the house, who shame the house, shame you, the shame, and the job. So that was the riches. So represent the portions of one brother, and the shins represent the portions of the other brother. So in other words, there will be continuity in a zigzag manner. So there will be continuity. But if it's divided that way, so one will get one triangular piece strip here and one triangular strip here. So each one would get altogether is divided into eight triangular strips. So each one gets four triangular strips. So that way, everyone will have the same benefits as they are. So, if you have a machine, how can you change the machine? Some of the normal time, you have to look at this, you have to look at this. Now, fortunately, the diagrams here are very accurate. Usually the diagrams in Russia are intensive. That's always the same. But here, both diagrams are very accurate. Now, this is, according to this, so it's a simple. Pierce from Hanel, so that's on his whole house, rain on the house, to my whole good rain on Asia Miko. Hilkinis of the Kalan Zoo, Pierce Hilkinis of Alas, we can use all his rains, the Kamaran is rains, Now let's see the cases first of Maluma to use the Mamma, because that has to do with the Pshat and the Mamma. Pure Shakunches, Bizdea Bal, she lived in Ema, she woke in his breath. We show so, we found out that the night where we shall bring him on, keep his own last, when his breath is doing some soup, when he did a race of his own last, his breath is Achas in him. Born in Yeser, she Achas in him. We should go then, we Achas in him. We pure Shakunches, Malino, she lives in Ema, לא ימיד לו לכל סכום שיש לו במסוד איזו, אם לא ימיד לו מכל, כמו ימי מעריהם, שאולי להשאיר, ולא ימי חלקה ונסיים, אלא בידון מכל, אלא בידון מכל, according to Rashi. So that he says is made, there is a basic matter between Rashi and Ramita. Because according to Rashi, so that he says is made, that if there is no, if there is no reason, good reason, as to why he should forego, he should forego, wait, his the right of Chukyaot Geo, so that he can be forced. He can be forced to waive the Schus Chukyaot Geo on the basis of Midas Dei. On the basis of Midas Dei. Why? In other words, because it's an enemy of Chosa. It's an enemy of Chosa. But the only reason as to why, Abyeisev says that he cannot be forced, who? The chief cannot be forced to give Hubei, it's not the under border of Hubei, because Hubei, it might be detrimental to Hubei, it might be detrimental to Shimei, to give him the Sode, on the border of Hubei, it might be detrimental to Shimei. Why? What kind of detriment? Because Ponim Shesum is going to have to show ourselves. After all, the Sode is the above, and there is no, it cannot be irrigated. But it is contingent upon the luck of the rainfall. Sometimes the rainfall, I mean, you ask, Monesha, if it rains, so it rains all over, I mean, you can, sometimes it's possible that, let's say, that there is rainfall in Chicago and no rainfall in Milwaukee. But in the same area, one next adjoining the other, that there should be rain in this and not in this place. That's, well, everything is possible, but it's very improbable. But the answer is this, true, that it's very improbable that it should rain on this area, and not on this one, or vice versa. That's very improbable. But because of the position of the Sodeis, so some Sodeis are more in level than others. So the rain might favorably affect one Sode, the rainfall, and not the other Sode. So in many ways, it's not the rain in the Sode of. So now it's according to Rashi, Abyeisev is made, if it is Manish and Indian of Zenen and Zel Hosea, 100% Zenen and Zel Hosea, so then, Rubin can be Gish. Because it's Zenen and Zel Hosea. But Abyeisev says, it's not Manish Zenen and Zel Hosea. It appears to be Zenen and Zel Hosea. But there might be possible Chisor, we don't know. So because of the possible Chisor, there is no Gish. So the Machlik is between, according to Rashi, so the Machlik is between Rabbi and Abyeisev is whether this is considered as a Midas Dei. The fact that right now it looks to have no Chisor, but there is a possibility, there will be a Chisor in waiving the Chukyaot Geo. So there is a possibility. So according to Rabbi, even though There is a possibility that there will be a detriment involved in waiving Chukyaot Geo. But since at this moment there is no result, even though there is a possibility that the circumstances will be such later on that it will involve the result, so it's still considered in the same. Whereas Rabbi says no. When it comes to the Midas Dei, if it is definitely, without any doubt, Zenon is Zolchosa. But if there is a possibility, even though it's not improbable, there is a possibility that it will involve the detriment, because the rainfall will affect favorably one person and not another person. Let's say, suppose one suddenly is a little bit misled. So then, when the rain falls, so it will not sufficiently water the soil. The other soil is even level, so when the rain falls, so it will water. So it will become irrigated sufficiently. So in other words, as long as there is a possibility of a detriment, so then it's not in the same. Whereas Rabbi says, even though there is a possibility of a detriment, since it's not a probability, it's conservative. So there's a machlokes. But suppose the situation is such, that there is no possibility of a detriment in waiving this chus chuke al-gayo, then according to Rashi Rabbeinu is made there that there is clear. Whereas according to Rabbi Tam, it's not clear to say here, clear. Because the whole aloha of Zen and the Zelda Choser is only shaya when it already took place. The whole winter, he lives in flower. Then she met, without shoes, stayed in a woman's apartment. And this apartment is not aiming to be rented out. Now, what's woman wouldn't make any profit. Why did the 6 months that he's in flower? So he is a mechosek, and Shimon is staying in that apartment for the 6 months, and he's the type of a person. If he didn't stay in this apartment, he would have to stay in the hotel, and he would have to pay. So Shimon is an ene, and Reuven is not choser, and Reuven demands rent from Shimon. So then we say, you have to live there. So, we don't have to pay. Zenin and Zeros. But let us agree that Shimon has a right. That everybody will agree. I mean, even Rashi will be made it there. That Shimon has a right to go to the Kate, to the Kate Ube. And tell Ube, this you are going to fly there. So, give me the keys of your apartment, Zenin and Zeros. So even Rashi will probably agree. So maybe because of that, I mean, Tom says, why do we have to resort to the fact that Bomim Shesu is Bodachat Sinsavis? Let's say that we know beyond the shadow of a doubt that the twin form will equally affect the two sons. And there is no possibility of a detriment. So still, Shiva can say to Rube, what do you mean? I should forego on the right of Kruk Al-Gayel. That's the rest of the time. So I'm not good nature. You can give it to me. Just because he's an enemy for Hosea. Just as Shimon cannot force Reuven who is going to Florida that Reuven should give him the keys to stay in his apartment, so here too we cannot give. That's what he says. Upirish Hametam, our little king, Yichud Amarian, we need to host Kushi Yishon and Yishon Yishon. We have the best of mind to possibly get this up. We don't know. It all depends. That depends on chance. But we have the best of mind to submit to the chance. To let Gero determine. To let Gero determine. So we need the best of mind. So you want to take it without you, so you have to pay us for it. But we just allow you to cause situation in the Sunday in what we don't need to call it, Mimayan, Joy Hashem, you are the Michel Kapi in Sir, El Dikon Nikon. This is how I'm done. Vital Tarek Hakri Nafe. So, according to Rashi, so the Madar Mahrek is the Mamu Kaisi. So, also is reference to the same kind of situation where Rubin already had a Sunday on the border of his father's office, and then the father died. But according to Rabbi Tam, no, the other Machlokes does not have reference to this kind of a situation. שיהיה מאוד חיים אחד מצחה, וחיים נשתפו משאר בעל ולך נאחה, שנה בועס משאר שודי, ויחד מוצאו משתיים ויחד יחד מצחה, ואשר בעמד ישאר בנימה, מלאים כי נחזים המערים. יאותו, אם הוא היה חוד, ריצה, חוצו מחליט ועשרים, נעימה שיחליט ומשום מלאימה, ולא שמלאימה נעמי מנסיעה של לפיות שעדות. Why? Because according to the Tamsha, that it means it's not based upon the fact that there is a possible detriment to Shimon as a result of giving him the Sodeh and the border of Rubin's Sodeh that Rubin owned for some time. So, but it just means that Shimon can say to Rubin, I have this house, I have the best advice to pass it through this Sodeh, not you. Now because possibly the ego will determine the desire is mine. So you want me to give up something that I have exclusive. I don't want pay me for it. So that's why not legally. I mean, you want me to give up exclusive? Giving up exclusive is worth money. You have to pay me for it. You have to pay me for it. So whether it means you have to pay me in accordance with the money that a person in your circumstances would be ready to give, or it means any sum, that's a machlokes of Rashi. But the Rosh Malino is Shai. Mashiachim according to Rashi. So it's not because he wants to get paid for something. Because it's not in his name. It's an enemy of Chotzer. So why did the Gemara say the Rosh Mali? Now let's see just how the Rosh Mali goes. Now we went over up to Upir Shameta, we carry away the book. So he says, Upir Shameta, the Mali, 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 מלך איתם יסיין, ולא מיקוי כך, ומי תזכו שיש לו דייסי סודי, אם לא יקדו מיקוי, ואין פה זה משביל הזה, שאחרי יש לנו זכות בגירו זה, שאיתו לא נגיד בו בשני סודי, זו משביל דבר שונח לבחור, אם לא יקדו מיקוי, גם אתה נאמר אין כמי לזה. Suppose they will have a way to cast. And we got this way. And they do it come to us. After we already say it, suppose the Gable had been cast and the Gable determined that I shouldn't get this other and I was in this other, then months later he would come to me and would say, oh, I find it very difficult, I have to hide all this here, and I have to hide all this here, and then they have to go around the bowels, and it makes it very, very difficult for me. I want you to exchange. You will take what I kept until now for the last few months, and I'll take this. So then, she will say, my wife, he wants to exchange. So he has to pay me for it. I don't want to exchange. So then, Rubin would be ready to give me certain sum of money. So Mele can tell me, give this sum of money right now if you want me to forego on this chuk out again. The chidin sheichin is a shogay, so I'm sure walking. Ela machmas matzunose shalze, in lolu laulei, so in tanze, imi das deimi. Vilka se kipa geise, ima vino le la nirse di lamaari. Da nirse lamaari. So, you see, You see, the Rosh emphasizes, before I mention it, that a contra the time. So even if it is Zelle Vizel Hosser. So still they cannot be forced to wave a vested right of hand, even if it is Zelle Hosser. Because I mentioned the example. So now Zelle Hosser Sador Hosamation died, he doesn't have to pay rent. But most Rishayim say, except the Rabbi Yom, even that is not such a double question. Because there is a Shitas Rabbi Yom, that even Hatkhila. So if Ruvain, let's say, goes to Babel and he's not going to rent out the apartment anyway, and Shimon needs an apartment for the few months, if he can determine that there will be no destruction, usually, I mean, if one lives there, so there will be some destruction. But if it can be established that Shimon, by living in that apartment for a few months, so he will not destroy or deteriorate the apartment, so then the Shita of the Rabbi Yehuda, who is finally mentioned, that he kept the best needs given, Reuven, to give the keys to Shimon. So because of that as well. But most the Shimon Achilles, the Shita of the Rabbi Yehuda, the Shita of the Rabbi. So, most of the Shaykh say that the whole Aruch of Zenon Mizal Chosar is only in the heaven. If he did it, so he doesn't have to pay rent. But not at the Chathila, he could be false. So the Mele, we could explain the Shita from the Tam. In other words, like all the other Shaykh, you say that the Chathila, basically cannot force Reuven to give the keys to Shimon. Just because it's evidence of Hosea, even if it can be determined without shadow of a doubt that Shimon will not deteriorate, that the Shimon's dwelling in the apartment, let's say for a few months, will not in any way cause any damage to the apartment. Why? Because there is no halacha of kriya on evidence of Hosea. Otherwise, so we could explain from the time that way, but from the Rosh it's not much. Because the Rosh emphasized the Rosh. The Rosh emphasized the Rosh. So, Kahu Yidim Shusha Yishma Yisod Yishim Goy, Bidom Mikoyim, Vein Vazem Yishim Yasdei, Shara Yishma Yisod Yishim 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 Yisod. So, the Rabbi Sotalei became known as day, when you hear how is it so? If you shall live with Mocha, in order to Mocha, in the head of the Eker, who in Tachri, the Shalom of Yiru Yom, the Chibu Shein Chiru Ikze, Shor Yeis HaMisho Halokki, Elo Machmas Vatsunosi Shor Te, Ein Monu Ala Leiso, Mitam Ze, Vividas Dei. So the Rosh emphasizes in explaining Shibes Kavnetam, the fact that it's not in the Zed. It's not in the Zed. Why? In other words, what is in the Zed? In the Zed is Zen and the Chosin. So in other words, so the Rosh, even in explaining the Shiva of the Tam, emphasizes the fact that it's not in the Zed. It's not in the Zed. But if it would be in the Zed, in other words, it's not Mamash Zen and the Chosin. But if it would be in the Zed, would be managed, Zenon Ezel Hosea, so then Rabbi Tam would also be made that if we're going to Rabbi Yitzchak, we could be given. How is it? So we should be going to the sheet of that is my name. All right. So we, there is fear every time it's Zenon Ezel Hosea, but all that is my name. And they say that the Chathila Bezdin cannot be gave the Reuven to give the keys to Shimon just because it's a meaning of Zenon Ezel Hosser. So why is it that here the Rosh emphasizes the fact that the Da'ato Name in Tamidas Dei in the Inor Mivakne Chalkei Mishot. So that should be told, I mean, in the Machlokes Rishayim. I mentioned Der Sachmischer würde sagen, that Malungo Kirs and Mamadis, that he can only demand as much as the person would be willing to give in order to exchange. So that is a certain limit. So let's say, suppose Kirs and Mamadis, and then, Shimon gets insult. And then after a few months, Rubin comes to Shimon, and he makes an offer to exchange. So then, you have to pay. How much would he pay? There is a certain limit. He would pay maybe $1,000, according to the circumstances. So, it's according to some chain. So when David says he's Malay, he's not Malay. So in other words, he can only be Malay in accordance with the price that the average person under similar circumstances would be willing to offer. But not more. But I wish you to say, Malay is not Malay, he can mention any price, he can mention $1 more. So, that's all. If we say, that's all, if we explain about the township that Malinus does Bamali means, after all, we have this rules of Ruki Abigail, we don't want to give up. Whether it's an animal for sale or it's not an animal for sale, we don't want to give up. So, in other words, so they can demand any price because they have a schus, not even mother schus, of having chukia al-higel. So the mele, we don't have to resort to the fact that it's not in the day. Let's say it is in the day. So what if it is in the day? So I'm not a good person. But you can force me. But if we are going to say that Malinus Bamali doesn't mean that Shimon can say, I don't want to give you on the border of your other sode, unless you pay me this price, this is what I want. I want this price. So then they will say that even though it is Mamz Zerenezor Hossel, even though it's Mamz Zerenezor Hossel, he can still not be forced to give up the best price. Now, the question is this. But according to all the shame, other than that way is money. So there is no creep. If Rubin, let's say, has an apartment, has a house, and he goes to Faraway, so Shimon has to live for a few months. So there is no gap here that Shimon should be able to force Rubin to give him the keys to live in that apartment, even if he can assure him that there will be no destruction, no impairment caused as a result of Shimon living in that apartment. So, why do they emphasize, why does the Rosh emphasize the fact that it's not in this name, in other words, it's not an element of Hosea? It is Hosea. So the answer is, there is a difference, because there are certain schusim of Bar Mitzvah. There are schusim of Bar Mitzvah. So there is a Ruche of Bar Mitzvah, let's say there is Ruben has Sodeya, and Shimon has Sodeya, and then Ruben decides to sell Sodeya, he wants to move to a different city. He decides to sell Sodeya, then offers are made by two individuals, by Shimon and by Ruben is a stranger, he's not a neighbor. Ruben wants to buy the Sodeya, and Shimon wants to buy the Sodeya. So there is a law here of a mess. Of Shimon of Amitzvah. So Shimon can force Rubin to sell the Sodeya to him rather than doing. And Rubin cannot say, you are going to tell me to whom I should sell? It's my Sodeya. I have the right inside because there is a work of a Sisayoshvatei. So it's not just mitzvahs. So there is a tree. So the reason is why the Rosh explains how the Tam Shikin on the basis of the fact that it's not in this. The implication being that if it would be Zena Nezor Hosel, then you have a time to be made that Rubin can force him to give him this order and his word is because here, because Rubin is a bar mitzvah. Rubin is a bar mitzvah. So anyway, if Rubin is a bar mitzvah, so if Shimon would be then the Chosha Mamish, so then on the basis of the source of bar mitzvah, he could be able. Oh, but there is no source of bar mitzvah. Shimon wants to live in Rubin's apartment while the few months that Rubin will be involved. So he has no excuse to be gay. So there, according to most of the all the Shemi Marathon that was finding. So without the possibility of a result, so he can simply refuse. I don't want to give you the keys. It's my house. I don't want you to live in my house. My Shemi can hear. So who is my master? So, and who is our master? And that's the reason as to why Rabbi says, that he can't kill him because he's a master. So Rabbi says no. So you have a power. So why does Rabbi say no? Because it's not the Rebbe's Lachosa. What it means, the Lachosa? The Lachosa means that he doesn't sustain any monetary loss. Here, he sustains the monetary loss. Because he has invested right, to have a good job here. And suppose the hooker will be made out here, and the girl will determine that she gets it started. And then the woman will be forced because of his disadvantageous position. So a woman will be forced to make an offer and to pay him $8,000. He will be willing to pay $8,000. It's better for him to pay $1,000 than to become involved every time in that hardship of going round about when he gets through working on this or that, so he should go in an indirect way and to work on that side. So for him it's worth $1,000. So mainly that means that he's giving up a certain source that is worth money. So it's not the end of the is the name of Zahote. This is how the Rosh explains the Ramana. It's the name of Zahote. So, why was Rabbi saying, isn't it the same? So, the Machlek is according to the Rosh, Shah and Ramana, I mean, Ramana, she can't explain in two ways. But according to the Rosh, Shah and Ramana, so the reason is why Rabbi. So the reason is why Rabbi Yosef says that he cannot be there is because he is Chosea. So why would Rabbi say it's not Chosea? The Rabbi Soba, the God from the Amor, the Yechim Aos is Chosea. The Mishayim Ulmocha, the Mokha, the Mokha, the Tchelo Yekia, the Tachlo Bishamonu, the Vino Dom, the Tchelo Yechim, the Shom Yeis, the Mishoch Halokim, the Lomachas Batsolu, the Shom Zeh, the Eimbo Lo Aleso, Mitam Zeh. In other words, that when we say that it's Chosea, the result is a real result. But here the result is because of a special situation. Because of a special situation of Rubin, so then he'll have an opportunity to exploit. So Shimon will have an opportunity. If Shimon is not going to win, he's rested life of having Chukki out of jail, so then Shimon will be able to make a gain by exploiting the unfortunate position of Rubin. So that's not going to result. And according to Rabbi Yitzchak, it is going. In other words, whether the chesed is grounded in the fact that one person is able, is fortunate, able to exploit the unfortunate position of the other, whether that is conscious or not. So that's the machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi. But if, let's say, there will be a result, in the result, there will be involved in monetary loss, so then Rabbi Rosh says, Rabbi would be made there. That woman can wash him. Even though in the case of the horse is not like that with money, that he cannot cross it. Because over there they are not shooting, but here he is talking about Metzler. So if there would be no chisaron, so then a reason would be made that the woman can force him to give him a Metzler because of the source of power. So first of all, we should go with the whole horse and look at it, and the Ramban, and then you should try to go over to the Mohe of Tudoyon up to Omoya Bayrabi, Hod Abuja Bishmur.
Invasion of Vasra Down Adar Hetov Shin Mem, February 21st, 1980, on Thursday.
Let's finish the Rosh. Now, I pointed out that in Rabbitam Shiki itself, there are really two Shikis. There are two Shikis. Because according to Rashi, it goes without saying that Rabbi Yisek agrees with Rabbi that if there is no Chisor, to the other brothers. So then the brother who has to stay on the border, so of one of the siblings of the father, so has his chus to be kept out of us. And the only reason is why Rabbi Yisef says, according to Rashi, that he cannot be kept the other brothers is because the reason is so. Because we are dealing with the Baal, Shinchilim Apom Shezub Yisbereches Mishor Asom. So that means there is a possible Chisor. Now, you see, so according to Rabbi, when we say that it's not in the day only when the Chisor is definite, but if the Chisor is dubious, then it is in the day we can keep it. And Rabbi Yisef holds, even if the Chisor is dubious, a mere possibility. So it's not, it's considered a chisor, so male it's not in this day, so male the brother, the matzah, the one who has a sodi, on the border of one of the sodis, the owned by the father, so according to Rabbi Yisef, he cannot be kept. According to Rabbi, since it's only a possibility that maybe this sode is Mizboreches, Yisya Mishor Sodeis, so it is in the sense. So, according to Rashi, there is no shadow that both Rabbi and Rabbi Yisef agree that where there is no Chisor, where it is established that there is no Chisor, then he has his was clear. Why is that this was clear? Meichat Yisef. After all, the Rishim say, except that was my name, that the Chachila does not have the schus to go into the house of another just because it's in the house. Only if you already live there, all right, so he doesn't have to pay levy. But the Chachila is also there and cannot be kept. So why here? The answer is because there is a schus of the Baal Metzah. There is a schus of the Baal Metzah. So mainly, now, why? As a matter of fact, no one has here Shinuk Betzes. No. It's okay. You have it?
No,
it's okay. Don't have it there. So, the Shinuk Betzes mentions in the name of the Tesis Arosh. He mentions the name of the Tesis Arosh, that the Tesis Arosh is the Kash. Why is it that Yitzhak says, but after all, there is a Gemara in Amkabe of the Schus of Bar Mitzah, Bar Sisa Yoshev Atei. So, in other words, if, let's say, Reuven has two sodes, he has this sode, and then And then he decides, I'm sorry, Reuben has this son, and Shimon has this son. Then Reuben decides to move out from the city and to sell his son. So Shimon makes him an offer. He wants to buy his son. And then Levi is also a prospective customer. He makes an offer to Reuben. So if Reuben wants to sell it to Levi, so Bezdin will force Reuben to sell it to Shimon. Why? Because Shimon is a bar mitzvah. That's the halacha of Sisa Yoshevati. So that is a rosh raises the question, why does Rav Yisif say, Malin Kinich Zin Bamarian, this is Bamarian, but after all, this matzvah is a bar mitzvah. So this rosh gives a very simple teret. When do we say a schus of the bar mitzvah over there? Let's say, Reuben had this son. Shimon owned this son for many years. Now Reuben decided to move out from the city and to sell his son. And there are two prospective customers. Shimon makes an offer to Reuben to buy his son. And Levi, a stranger who is not a neighbor, who is not an adjoining neighbor. So he makes an offer. So Levi has no schutzpah, a total stranger. He just wants to buy. So as against, so there is the schutzpah of the bar mitzvah, as against a stranger. So Shimon acquires a schutzpah, a right, to buy the piece of land that is contiguous to his piece of land, as against Levi, who is a total stranger. Masha'im came here, Levi has no source. Masha'im came here, so the other part, so let's say Shimon wants to take this son without Rukal the Gil. So in other words, so Shimon expects Reuben to waive his source of Gil. So over there, so Levi is a stranger, has no schusim, he has no rights. But here, he has his schus al pigeo. So, because of the fact that Shimon is a bar mitzvah, he should be divested of his schus al pigeo. That we don't say. You see, this is like this logic. So here, actually, Shimon has his schus. A schus of the bar mitzvah. But still, Rabbi Yisef says that he is not entitled to be kefir Reuben, to give him this zodeh that adjoins the zodeh that Shimon owns. So, because he can say Malil leKinich Zibamari. So according to Rashi, because there is a result, but if there wouldn't be a result, so then Shimon could be kefir Reuben. On what basis? Not because he's Zener Lechosa. Zener Lechosa, so the only Rishon who says that there can be kriya in every case of Zener Lechosa is the Adi Yismael. We don't have a Rishon Achele. But because of the Zechus of Bar-Metza. How is it a Kodit Ramatam? So from the Rosh it's Masha, that even a Kodit Ramatam, if it would be established that there is no Chizor, that Reuben would not sustain any chisor, then Shimon could be gave him. On what basis? And on the basis of the source of bar mitzvah. So then he could be gave him, even though Reuben has a right of chluk al pigeo. But since Shimon is a bar mitzvah, and it doesn't make any difference to Reuben wouldn't sustain any chisor. So then Shimon could be kefir Reuben. But the only reason as why Rabbi Yisef says that he cannot be kefir, that Shimon cannot be kefir Reuben, is because Reuben also is sustaining chisor. In other words, because in view of the fact that he has a vested right of chluk al pigeo, and Gero might determine that Shimon would get, that Reuben would get this son. So then he would be in a position to bargain with Reuben and to induce Reuven, and to induce Shimon, I mean Shimon is the matzah, to induce the matzah, Shimon, that he should pay him extra in order to exchange. So Mela, that means that giving up the chukya of the gale, which possibly might determine that Reuven would get this order, so that means it has a certain value, that's what, in terms of dollars and cents. Now, suppose Reuven gets this order, and Shimon has his old order, and he'll get this order. He'll get this order. So then, he'll be able to get a certain sum of money for the purpose of making an exchange. So that means that he has a certain intangible right that is worth money in terms of dollars and cents. By just giving, foregoing, waiving his chus of chukke, is in effect giving up money. So that's a result. This is what he says. This is what Rabbi Yosef says. And the Rabbi says, since this opportunity of getting paid for waiving this chuspuk al-figeo is purely coincidental, so the melee is considered zeren ezulchasa. And Rabbi Yosef says, it's not considered zeren ezulchasa, because he's giving up something that's worth money. Suppose he doesn't waive his right of chuspuk al-figeo, and he gets al-figeo, and Reuven gets this money, then he'll be able to sell this, to make an exchange, and get, let's say, $1,000 for exchanging. So Mele is giving up $1,000. It's the intangible right of chuk al-figeo can be measured in terms of dollars and cents. It's worth $1,000. So how can we say zeren ezulchasa? It is chaser. It's chaser $1,000. And Rabbi says, no, it's called zeren ezulchasa, because the $1,000 is just a windfall for him. It's an opportunity to gain new money, but it's not in real chesed. So that's right. Rabbi Yosef says it is considered chesed, but it appears from the Rosh that suppose they will, it will be established that there is no chesed. So then Rabbi Yosef will be made that Shimon can force Reuven to waive the chukke al-figeo. Now, that is the shita of the Rosh. But I said the day before yesterday that should be told in the Machlokes Rishonim. Now, what's the pshat in Baruch in Yechzim Amaya? So some Rishonim say, let's say like Rabbi Yehuda and the Rosh himself, that it doesn't mean he can demand any price for it. He can only demand the price that is commensurate with what a person, an average person, would give in order to have two fields contiguous to each other. In other words, we have today, let's say, Shimon has this one. Now, let's say, suppose they divide these sodas, and Shimon gets this soda, and Reuven gets this soda. And then Shimon will be induced to offer a certain price in order to exchange. So, let's say, if the shume is that a person under these circumstances, in Shimon's shoes, would be willing to give an extra $1,000 in order to exchange. So that means that having the two subjects next to each other is worth $1,000. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Rosh, so Reuven can say to Shimon, if you want, I should waive the chus chukke al-figeo, which possibly will give me this sode for me. If you want me to waive that, you have to give me $1,000. But it cannot demand $2,000, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rosh. In other words, the Malinon has to correspond with the real value of having two servants next to each other. So if a person in his shoes, in Shimon's shoes, would be willing to give $1,000 extra to Ruben in order to have the two sons next to each other instead of being interposed by another son that it is not belonged to. So that means that the value of getting the Sode on his border is worth $1,000. It's worth $1,000. So this is what he can invent. But he cannot invent more. Masha'ike, the Ramah, and the Rashbo, they say that he can invent 100 times as much, 1,000 times as much. 1,000 times as much. So this is what Rashbo says. Not like the Rosh and the Ramayene, that the hero has to correspond with the amount of money that a person in his circumstances would pay in order to get the Sode on the border of his adversary. So he says, Il Zeyri Shio, El Kaposhi Yilcho La Alezio, Vakuleim Ole, Ono Limitam Yese La Tudina. Aber Ato und Titel mit Gero und in alle ihn sehen, Kedir sind wir mal. Kedir sind wir mal. Und der Drama also sind wir sehen. The Lord Taylor, that is Chopchesom Beis, the second column. The Lord Taylor, Hame Mila Hechad Maul Yehuya Bishivio, according to the true word, El Afil Bimeyabdo, even 100 times as much. In other words, suppose a person in the shoes of Shimon would only be willing, who has his two sodeis interposed by another son. So he would only be willing to pay $1,000 in order to switch around, to exchange, for the purpose of having the sode that he inherited from his father border upon his own son. He would only be willing to give $1,000. He can still say, the may be long. He can still say to Ruben, Ruben can say to him, you want me to waive my right of Kruk al Pigeo? So you give me $100,000. You don't like it, alright, so then let's have Kruk al Pigeo. There's the sheet of Raman, there's the sheet of Rashi. So in other words, what's in the Machlekes? Apparently, the Machlekes between the Rosh, Rabbi Yehuda on one end, and the Rashbo and Raman the other is on this question. The Rabbi holds that he has his chuskri. Why does he have his chuskri? After all, I mean, open Shimon says that even if Zen and Zel Chosea, so he cannot be gained, only that way his mind says that he can be gained. So, why? Because he's a Bar Mitzvah. So he has his chuskri. So the question is, Rabbi Yisrael, who says Malik does not Malian, is it because Rabbi Yisrael holds that he doesn't have his chuskri? Of the Bar Mitzvah. Why doesn't he have his chuskri of Bar Mitzvah as the Tesis of Rosh says? Because over there, so in Valletta, it's Ruskrie against a stranger. But here it's against the person who has invested right to have a good Gabriel, so Mele, the Valletta, it does not have its Ruskrie. Does not have its Ruskrie. So Mele, we do not get to show that he will sustain a Chesed. So, even if it is a Rezor of Chesed, he's a contra-base. The Ramah and the Rashbah hold, he doesn't have his Ruskrie. So if he doesn't have his Ruskrie, even without the soul, so he can demand, so woman can demand, the other brother can demand even $100,000. 100 times as much as this benefit of having the two stories together is worth. Mashenke, Rabbiyele, and Rosh, they hold that when Abinitiv says he can say Maul, he can say Babalien, Maul, he can say Babalien, he only means that he can charge him as much as a person, the average person in his shoes would be willing to pay, not more. So what does it mean? That means that according to Abinitiv and Rosh, even Abinitiv admits that he has his, and because of the fact that he is a Bar Mitzvah, so the male he has his chus to get the Sodeh that is contiguous to his Sodeh in preference to